This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
We're going to take you to the Alec Murdaugh hearing that took place today. Jurors being questioned, including Becky Hill, regarding possible improprieties or jury tampering in the Alec Murdaugh murder trial. Let's go there right now.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
I will be addressing you as Juror P, as in Paul. I've tried to redesignate the jurors without their number and, of course, without their name. Now, I realize you spent six long weeks here in this case in open court in Colleton, and many people may know who you are anyway. But to the extent that I can make this record such that it protects your anonymity, I'm going to do that.
Yes,
and you certainly are not obligated to talk with one soul about this matter after your testimony is complete.
Okay.
Juror E, I understand that before I began to receive your testimony, that at the beginning when Juror Z was being examined, that some jurors may have had cell phones and accessed the proceedings. Did you have your cell phone?
No, ma'am.
Did you examine any cell phone broadcasts?
There was a couple people, but I have no clue what they were viewing.
Yes, sir. Okay. Did any of this activity by other people in viewing this material have any impact on you in terms of your testimony today?
No, ma'am.
All right. You rendered a verdict on March the 2nd, 2023. The verdict was read in open court, signed by the foreperson of the jury. The court then said, "Madam Forelady and members of the jury, if that is your verdict of each and every juror, please let it be known by raising your right hand." The transcript then indicates the jurors complied. The jury was individually polled, and each was asked, "Was that your verdict?" Each juror answered yes. Each juror was then asked, "Is that still your verdict?" And each juror answered yes. Was that an accurate answer about your verdict at that time?
Yes, ma'am.
Was your verdict based entirely on the testimony, evidence, and law presented to you in this case?
It was.
Did you hear Becky Hill, clerk of court for Clarendon County, make any comment about this case before your verdict?
I did. Yes, ma'am.
What did she say?
It was the day that Mr. Murdaugh was taking the stand.
Yes, sir.
And she made a comment about watch his body language.
About watch his?
Watch his body language.
His body language, I see.
Yes, ma'am.
And what else?
That's all I can recall.
All right, sir. Was your verdict on March the 2nd, 2023, influenced in any way with any communications by the clerk of court, Becky Hill, in this case?
No.
All right. That completes my questions, Juror E.
Or P.
P. Juror P. You may go to your jury room. You are free to refuse to discuss this with anybody. That's your prerogative. You're not required to talk about this anymore. That's your business. I've tried to do the best I could to confine this thing, but I appreciate your service. Thank you, sir, and you may go to your jury room.
Thank you, ma'am.
Any questions by the state?
Nothing from the state, Your Honor.
All right, by the defendant?
Nothing, Your Honor.
All right. Bring me Juror O.
O.
O. Thank you for bearing the testimony you're about to give in this case to your truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do. Thank you.
Good morning, Juror O. I have designated the jurors by letter in this record so as to try to protect your anonymity as best I can. Now, I realize you sat on this case for 6 weeks in open court in Colleton County, and many may know your identity. But to the extent I can, with the record of this matter, I'm trying to preserve your identity from any disclosure in this court. Juror O, I understand that several jurors may have activated their cell phone during the testimony of the first juror and looked at the proceedings. Are you aware of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you activate your cell phone?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Did you watch any of the other cell phones?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Very good. You rendered a verdict on March the 2nd, 2023. The verdict was read in open court, signed by the foreperson of the jury. The court then said, Madam Forelady and members of the jury, if that is your verdict of each and every juror, please let it be known by raising your right hand. The transcript then indicates the jurors complied. The jury was individually polled, and each was asked, was that your verdict? Each juror answered yes. Each juror was then asked, is that still your verdict? And each juror answered yes. Was that an accurate answer about your verdict at that time?
Yes, ma'am, it was.
Did you hear Ms. Becky Hill make any comment about this case before your verdict?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Was your verdict on March the 2nd, 2023, influenced in any way with any communications by the clerk of court, Becky Hill, in this matter?
No, ma'am, it was not.
Very good. That concludes my questions. You may return to your jury room. I ask that you stay until I've completed the questioning of the jurors. You don't have to talk to a soul about this matter. It's purely your prerogative. And if you have any difficulties in that matter, let me know.
Yes, ma'am.
You are excused.
Mr. Very quickly, I think question two. I don't know that we did question two.
Resuming the suit. Was your verdict based entirely on the testimony, evidence, and law presented to you in this case?
Yes, ma'am, it was.
Very good. You're excused. Thank you, Mr. Water. All right. Bring me Juror Y. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. All right. Nothing further, Ms. Morris. Thank you.
Affirm
that the testimony you're about to give in
this case to be the truth, the whole truth,
and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you.
Good morning,
sir. Good morning. I will be addressing you as Juror Y. I've tried to re-identify the jurors so as to preserve your anonymity in this record. Now, I know that you sat on this case for 6 weeks in open court, and many have seen you. They may know who you are. But as to the extent I can preserve your anonymity in the record of this case, I have tried to do so.
Thank you.
You are completely free not to talk to a soul about this matter. That's always your prerogative. understand that before you came out here, when the first juror to be examined was being examined, that some jurors may have activated their cell phones. Were you one who activated your cell phone?
No, ma'am.
Were you aware that some cell phones might have been activated?
I was aware after that.
All right, sir. Did you hear anything about the examination of the first juror?
No, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. You rendered a verdict on March the 2nd, 2023. The verdict was read in open court, signed by the foreperson of the jury. The court then said, Madam Forelady and members of the jury, if that is your verdict of each and every juror, please let it be known by raising your right hand. The transcript then indicates the jurors complied. The jury was individually polled, and each was asked, was that your verdict? Each juror answered yes. Each juror was then asked, is that still your verdict? And each juror answered yes. Was that an accurate answer about your verdict at that time?
Yes, ma'am.
Was your verdict based entirely on the testimony, evidence, and law presented to you in this case?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you hear Ms. Becky Hill make any comment about this case before your verdict?
Not to me, ma'am.
Did you hear her make a comment to anybody else?
Not that I'm aware, ma'am.
All right, sir. So you don't remember any details of any conversation?
No, ma'am.
All right, sir. Was your verdict on March the 2nd, 2023, influenced in any way by any communications by the clerk of court, Becky Hill, in this case?
No, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. That completes my questions. I am going to excuse you. Stay together with the other jurors until I've completed my examination, and then you will be free to go. Thank you so much. Thank you. Anything further from the state?
From the defense, Your Honor. Very good.
Bring me Juror W. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll address you as Juror W. I have redesignated by letter the identities of the jurors as I question them today.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you sat on this jury for 6 long weeks, and I'm sure that those who were there in the trial for a long period of time may know who you are. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing the very best I can to make your participation in this matter anonymous, and I will preserve that anonymity. You are free to not talk to one single soul about this if you don't want to. That's purely your prerogative.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that when the first juror was being questioned, some members of the jury, as you were back in the jury room, may have activated their cell phones. Were you one who activated your cell phone?
No, ma'am. I left my phone in the car.
Did you hear any information coming from anybody else's cell phones about that examination?
I did.
All right. does that have any impact on the testimony you are going to give today?
No, ma'am.
Very good. You rendered a verdict on March the 2nd, 2023. The verdict was read in open court, signed by the foreperson of the jury. The court then said, Madam Forelady and members of the jury, if that is your verdict of each and every juror, please let it be known by raising your hand. The transcript then indicates the jurors complied. The jury was individually polled, and each was asked, was that your verdict? Each juror answered yes. Each juror was then asked, is that still your verdict? Each juror answered yes. Was that an accurate answer about your verdict at that time?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Was your verdict based entirely on the testimony, evidence, and law presented to you in this matter?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you hear Ms. Becky Hill, the clerk of court for Clarendon County, make any comment about this case before your verdict?
No, ma'am.
Was your verdict on March the 2nd, 2023, influenced in any way with any communications by the clerk of court, Becky Hill, in this matter?
No, ma'am.
Very good. That is the end of my questions, Madam Juror. You may go to the jury room, stay with the jury until I've completed the questioning, and then you're free to go, and you're free not to say anything you don't want to say. And if anybody upsets you or bothers you in any way about that, you just let the court know.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Any further questions from the state? Any further questions?
Nothing
from
the defense, Your Honor.
Very good. All right. Bring me Juror Q. Good morning. I will be referring to you as Juror Q. I have redesignated every one of the jurors by a letter. And in that way, I'm trying to protect your anonymity in these proceedings. Now, I realize that you spent 6 long weeks hearing this case in open court in Colleton County. And some folk may know who you are, but I'm trying to protect your anonymity in these proceedings as best I can. You don't have to speak to a soul about these proceedings after you have completed your testimony. That's purely up to you. And if anybody hassles you about anything, the court stands ready to assist. You rendered a verdict on March the 2nd, 2023. The verdict was read in open court, signed by the foreperson of the jury. The court then said, Madam Forelady and members of the jury, if that is your verdict of each and every juror, please let it be known by raising your hand. The transcript then indicates the jurors complied. The jury was individually polled, and each was asked, was that your verdict? Each juror answered yes. Each juror was then asked, is that still your verdict? Each juror answered yes. Was that an accurate answer?
Yes, ma'am, it was.
About your verdict at the time?
Yes.
All right. Was your verdict based entirely on the testimony, evidence, and law presented to you in this case?
Yes, it was.
Did you hear Ms. Becky Hill make any comment about this case before your verdict?
No, ma'am.
Was your verdict on March the 2nd, 2023, influenced in any way with any communication by the clerk of court, Becky Hill, in this case?
No, ma'am, it was not.
Very good. You may be excused, and if you'll just stay in the jury room till we've completed examination of all the jurors. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I know we were doing the cell phone inquiry
yes.
with various jurors.
Yes.
I don't know if you wanted to have that with this particular juror as well.
Sure. I understand that before I began questioning you or the other jurors, on the questioning of the first jurors, some jurors in the assembly room may have activated their cell phones. Were you one of the jurors that activated your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Was anything that you heard at that time something that has any influence or effect on the testimony you now give under oath?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Anything further? You may go to the jury room. For the state.
Nothing, Your Honor.
Nothing, Your Honor.
All right. Bring me Juror K. Good morning. I will be addressing you as Juror K. I redesignated each of you jurors and gave you a letter for purposes of this hearing. I'm trying to protect your anonymity as best I can. Now, I realize you sat for 6 long weeks on this case in Colleton County, and many folk may know who you are. But on the record of this matter, as best I can, I'm trying to preserve your anonymity. Please know that you don't have to answer anybody's questions about this matter in any way, shape, or form. Purely up to you. And if anything is done that you feel is harassing or makes you uncomfortable, you contact the court. We'll try to do as best I can to help in that situation.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. I understand that during the testimony of the first juror, some opened their cell phones in the jury room, in our jury assembly room here. Were you one who opened her cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you listen to the or watch the broadcast of that first juror's examination?
We were on Facebook.
Ma'am?
I was on Facebook.
It was on Facebook, and you watched it?
Well, we closed it.
All right. Did anything that you heard in that Facebook cell phone access impact or influence your testimony in this matter in any way?
No.
All right. You rendered a verdict on March the 2nd, 2023. The verdict was read in open court, signed by the foreperson of the jury. The court then said, Madam Forelady and members of the jury, if that is your verdict of each and every juror, please let it be known by raising your right hand. The transcript then indicates the jurors complied. The jury was individually polled, and each was asked, "Was that your verdict?" Each juror answered yes. Each juror was then asked, "Is that still your verdict?" Each juror answered yes. Was that an accurate answer about your verdict at that time?
Yes.
Was your verdict based entirely on the testimony, evidence, and law presented to you in this case?
Yes.
Did you hear Ms. Becky Hill, the clerk of court for Colleton County, make any comment about this case before your verdict?
No.
Was your verdict on March the 2nd, 2023, influenced in any way with any communications by the clerk of court, Becky Hill, in this case?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. That completes my questions. I'll let you go to the jury room now. I'll then ask the attorneys whether there are any further questions. If there are not, please just stay in the jury assembly room until I give you the word that you are all to come out one more time and I dismiss you. Thank you, ma'am. For the state.
Nothing from state, Your Honor.
Well, nothing from the bench, Your Honor.
Very good. This then completes the questioning of the jurors. I will ask the jurors to come into the open courtroom again, thank them, and dismiss them. Anything further before I do that?
Nothing from state, Your Honor.
I would move for the record that I be able to question Juror Z to follow up on what I believe the court is confused about.
Very good. I deny the request.
Thank you.
Anything further?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Bring me the jury. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that completes the court's examination of the jurors in this matter. I can only deeply apologize to you for having to inconvenience you so long after the trial of this case to come here, and I very much appreciate your candor. There are no right or wrong answers to the questions I asked you, but I think each of you, to the best of your ability, answered the questions. And I am deeply grateful for that, as is the state of South Carolina, as is the defendant. You don't have to speak to a soul about this matter if you don't want to. That's purely your prerogative. If there's any difficulty you encounter about this hearing that I can help with, please contact the court, and I'll be happy to do so. You are dismissed this time. You may go. Thank you for your service. Excuse the jurors. Mr. Waters, is the clerk of court available?
Yes, ma'am. It's my understanding she is, and the state's prepared to call her when court is ready.
All right.
I don't believe she's in the courtroom, but I believe she's at a location. Mr. Lewis is here just a block or two away, so if we take a brief recess, we'd be prepared to present her after that.
Well, I will entertain going on and taking an early lunch break. I don't know how long Ms. Hill's testimony is going to take. But if that might be a better thing than hanging around here, I think that's what I would prefer to do, Mr. Harpootlian.
Your Honor, I need sustenance.
Okay. Well, good. I think I would join you in that. What I will do is I will recess court until... One fifteen. Please return at 1:15.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Each juror answered yes. Was that an accurate answer about your verdict at that time?
Yes.
Was your verdict based entirely on the testimony, evidence, and law presented to you in this case?
Yes.
Did you hear Ms. Becky Hill, the clerk of court for Clarion County, Colleton County, make any comment about this case before your verdict?
No.
Was your verdict on March the 2nd, 2023, influenced in any way with any communications by the clerk of court, Becky Hill, in this case?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. That completes my questions. I'll let you go to the jury room now. I'll then ask the attorneys whether there are any further questions. If there are not, please just stay in the jury assembly room until I give you the word that you are all to come out one more time and I dismiss you. Thank you, ma'am. Please be seated. Ready to proceed?
Ready to proceed. I think they're still getting the defendant ready to sit down. But
very good. We certainly will wait on that, Mr. Harpootlian.
Your Honor, once he's seated, I have a matter I need to put on the record.
All right, sure. Yes, sir.
Last week discussed the standard by which you would proceed during this proceeding and evaluate the evidence. We argued that you should use a case called Bremer. You rejected that. But under any standard, as I understand it, the burden of proof is on the defendant to show certain statements were made or certain conduct happened. So far, Your Honor has called as court witnesses 12 witnesses. We were not offered the opportunity to cross-examine them, and so we've not had the opportunity to present any evidence whatsoever. And before the state presents evidence, I believe that we should be able to call witnesses. And I would ask the court to allow us to present some evidence before the state comes up with rebuttal. And by the way, under the cases you cited, they have no affirmative obligation to present anything at this point. There's no requirement they present anything. So I would ask you to allow us to call a witness or two before you make a decision as to whether or not they need to call a witness.
The state?
Your Honor, we obviously have argued very extensively some of the cases, and I think the South Carolina jurisprudence is very clear that while an evidentiary hearing is appropriate, and that's what we're doing here, that manner of inquiry is purely within the discretion as the trial judge sees fit. This is not a criminal trial where we're here with the jury to present the normal criminal trial process. This is a inquiry that is very much directed by the trial court and what the trial court thinks is appropriate. And so the state certainly is comfortable with the inquiry the court is conducting. And my understanding is, as far as putting up Ms. Hill, this is the manner in which the court wanted that evidence presented, and so we're happy to comply in that regard. But we think that this inquiry is within your discretion, and we have no issue with the manner in which Your Honor's proposed to conduct it.
Please, the court, Your Honor. Certainly the conduct of this hearing is within your discretion. What is not is who has the burden of proof. We do. And we can't meet that burden if we can't call witnesses. And so I'd ask the court to allow us to call witnesses. And if at the conclusion of us presenting those, you believe the state has is required to present evidence to counterdict that evidence, or in some way, I'm not quite sure, since Remmer is not the standard, I'm not quite sure what they have to prove. But that's an argument down the line. I believe we ought to be able to call witnesses now. And we have witnesses which would substantiate the burden we have to show you that statements were made by the clerk of court and that those statements had impact on a juror or jurors.
All right. I've got a couple of reactions to that. Number one, the pretrial was the time to figure out exactly what we were going to do here. I think it comes at the last minute for you to now come and say we want to present witnesses. You briefed the matter of witnesses. We had a long pretrial. After I made my rulings on what I thought the scenario was that should be used based on State versus Green, you lodged objections to that, but you did not offer at that time any information about who you wanted to call other than this lengthy filing in one of your briefs. It comes pretty late in time for, in my view, for you to do that now. Second thing is, I gave the defense a big break when I allowed you to be the cross-examiner and the state to be the presenter of Becky Hill. She's really a witness that each side needs to prove their view of what happened in this matter. The state puts her up to try to show that there was no impact by anything she said, and that some of the things your witnesses say were said, she says were not. So there's a conflict in the evidence there. I'm not going to rearrange the situation and go to any witnesses of yours right now. I'm going to see what Ms. Hill has to say. And then afterwards, we can talk about whether there's any need for any other witnesses.
Your Honor, just factually argue this with you. We did not understand. We assumed you'd adopt Remmer because that was...
Well, I don't know why you assumed that because when the South Carolina Supreme Court said very clearly that we do not go by the guidance of the 1950s case of U.S. v. Remmer.
We do not believe that's what Justice Kittredge has said.
He said it straight out as clear as a bell can be, but I've ruled on that.
Yes, ma'am.
And, and the South Carolina Supreme Court's going to have plenty of chances to decide that they want to modify Green.
Well, when we were somewhat taken aback by a ruling as a result, and that ruling came at a point where we didn't know what these witnesses were going to testify to. So we now, and by the way, you've set aside 3 days for this. What's the hurry? This gentleman is facing life with no parole. We should take this in a very deliberate way. He's got a 14th Amendment right to ensure that
all
he had a fair trial.
All these arguments should have been made before this time.
Why?
Mr. Harquitley, I've told you how I'm going to handle this thing. Your objections are noted and they're on the record. But right now what I'm going to do is what I said I would do. We're going to call Ms. Hill and see what she has to say. I have no idea who all you want to call as witnesses or whether they're here in the courtroom at the present time. But we'll get to that after Ms. Hill testifies.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right.
Just let me bring to your attention this email.
Let me go to a little something here that I'm just getting an email on. And put this on the record right now. I have a communication from Mr. McCullough.
The 19 today.
That's only, that is copied to Mr. Harpootlian, Mr. Griffin, Mr. Waters, and Attorney General Wilson. And basically, says his client, Juror Zui, wants to enhance the testimony she gave with some sort of affidavit that he wants me to look at, and I have looked at. I want to hear from the state and the defense, but I can tell you I'm not inclined to get back into the testimony that's already been taken by these jurors. Her inconsistencies, whatever they are in the record, and she now wants to have another bite at the apple. I'm not at all enthusiastic about that, but I will hear from you, Mr. Waters, first.
Your Honor, the jurors testified. The court conducted the inquiry that needed to be conducted. She answered the questions. I would agree with Your Honor that multiple bites of the apple are not warranted. So we would believe we should proceed forward as the court has indicated.
All right. Mr. Harpootlian? Thank
you. Your Honor, I'd note two things. The first thing is we asked to be able to examine this juror. You denied that request. Number two, she's not our witness. She's not Mr. Waters' witness. She was the court's witness and a juror that, and you commended all of them on their honesty. She's attempting to be honest. This process we're going through is an effort to seek the truth. This is the truth. I don't understand why it can't come in.
I think I understand what your position is, Mr.
So we'd ask you to make it a part of the record. You can say you're going to consider it, you're not going to consider it, but it should be a part of the record.
Well, I'll give some thought to whether this thing should be a part of the record, but I can tell you this. Witnesses don't get to get on the stand and testify under oath and then seek to add or change or deal in any way with their testimony. Those questions were very open-ended questions that asked for her responses, and she gave them. If they're inconsistent, she can't come up now and try to close the loop of consistency by some additional testimony. I am not thinking about allowing that to be done.
With all due respect, Your Honor, we believe, and we said at the time, the way you questioned her put her in the position of saying, yes, that was my verdict then. We think, and we couldn't examine her, and Your Honor, to say now that this affidavit doesn't accurately depict her position is to deny fact, the truth.
You've already said that once. I note your position on that matter, but I decline to adopt it. All right.
We'd make this an exhibit as a proffer for our case. This affidavit, we proffer it for our case. We have the burden.
I'll give some thought to it. I'm not ready to deal with that right now. I have looked at it just in the moment right before I put it on the record. I'll do some research about that, and we'll close that loop before the end of the day.
Your Honor, again, okay, we have two more days. We don't have to wrap everything up today.
Yes, sir. All right. Mr. Waters.
Thank you, Your Honor. The state calls Rebecca Hill.
All right. Hill and bring it to the courtroom. Please be seated. All right, Mr. Harpootlian, I believe it's you to present your witness.
Yes, ma'am.
Please be...
Rhonda McElveen.
Thank you. Please have a seat on the witness stand. State your full name for the record, and please spell your first and last name.
Rhonda McElveen, RhondaMcelveen. I'm going to make sure I'm going to stay here. Yes, sir.
Say your name for the record, please, so I can make sure I can hear you.
Rhonda McElveen.
Your Honor, can you hear? Okay.
I can't hear you great, Dick. I can hear you, but I would doubt that anybody post the lawyers
better?
Would hear you.
Is that better? No?
Is that thing on, Mr. Bailey?
I think this is the mic for the other courtroom. This is the mic for the next door.
I don't want to get into the thing going.
Well, I can speak up. I'll just speak up. How about that? I have a big voice. I'll use it.
It's just not on at all, though.
No, it's all right.
Is it on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Mr. Harpootlian, you may proceed.
I'll speak a little louder, if that helps. Say your name again for the record, please.
Rhonda McElveen.
And Ms. McElveen, what do you do for a living?
Clerk of Court and ROD for Barnwell County.
Clerk of Court in what?
Register of Deeds. I have two titles.
Two titles. And is that an appointed or an elected position?
Elected.
So you're elected by the people of Barnwell County?
Yes, sir.
And how long have you been the Clerk of Court of Barnwell County?
This is my 16th year.
16 years. And
I'm running again, sir.
You're up this year? 24? Is?
Yes, sir.
All right. Don't think I'm allowed to plug that, but you... have been the clerk for 16 years. You're up again this year. Now, do you know the clerk of, back up for just a second. Do you hold any position with, is there a state organization of clerks of court?
Yes, sir. I'm actually the president of the South Carolina Clerks of Court and Register of Deeds.
Okay. And that means that of the 46, there are 46 of y'all, is that
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir.
And you were elected to be the chairman of that group?
President of that group.
President of that group.
Yes, sir.
Now, are there certain rules and constraints that clerks should operate under in terms of dealing with juries?
Yes, sir.
And is there training for that, or is there a book for that, or how do you learn that?
You have the Clerk of Court manual, for one, that's on the judicial website. You also have the law books that have it in there. There's actually two separate forms. SCCA 237 and 238, maybe, that has regulations on it. And then we also have in the handbook that, or not handbook, but in the program within the CMS system, they actually have rules and stuff there you can go by as well.
Now, as a clerk of court, are part of your duties to deal with juries?
Yes, sir.
We understand there's a jury veneri that's brought in at the beginning of a term. And then individual juries are picked for both civil and criminal cases. Is that correct?
That is correct, unless it's a non-jury trial.
And then there's just a judge, like we're doing here, right?
Yes, sir.
And in the process of picking juries, do you assist as clerk of court? When I say assist, who actually picks the jurors out of a hat or however whatever the process is?
Well, actually, the first process is you draw a jury by computers through the CMS system, and then summons are sent out, and then once we come to court, we usually do a roll call. We see what everybody's doing, what the jobs and everything, to help the attorneys to decide which jurors they would like to hit. They have so many strikes, etc. And then you call the names and they have the strikes, and then that's your jury pool.
And then the judge will seat a jury in a jury box, like, although I've never quite seen a jury box that looks like that, but a jury box in a courtroom, right?
That is correct.
Your jury box in Barnwell County is a little, like, two rows of seven or eight people.
Well, I actually have a jury box on both sides of the courtroom because I have the grand jury on one side when they convene, and then I have the petit juries on the other side when they convene.
Okay. And the jury, they're sworn by the judge, and then they're put in the jury box, and they begin to hear arguments and testimony and jury charges by the judge. Is that correct?
Well, actually, sir, where we do it, the clerk of court usually swears them in with the judge presiding over the whole deal.
Okay. Once that jury is sworn in, what is your role in terms of dealing with those jurors individually or as a group? Are you allowed to talk to them individually, to pull them out, to converse with them about your opinion about the case?
To pull them out of the trial while we're going on?
Yes, ma'am.
No, sir, we're not. If they're on a break, et cetera, or if they request to see someone, then we manage to, I'll go in with the door open, I'll say, which one of you needs to see someone? It might be the judge. And I said, hold on, and then I go get my judge. And so we've got a juror that needs to speak with you.
Do you converse with jurors about the merits of the case, by the merits, whether someone's guilty or innocent, or whether a plaintiff or a defendant should win in a civil case? Do you ever do that?
No, sir. About the most only thing I ever do is go in and count them and tell them I can count up to 14 without even using my toes. And then I might get their lunch order. That's it. And the doors are usually open when I'm doing that.
And you have bailiffs that sit with the jury or sit outside the jury room?
They sit outside the jury room, and usually there's one beside them in the courtroom in case somebody needs something. But usually they'll catch my eye or they'll catch the judge's eye, and we'll get something handled.
Okay. So did you have any contact with the clerk of court of Carlton County prior to her being elected the clerk of court of Carlton County? Did you know her before she was clerk of court?
No, I did not.
Did you come to know her once she was elected clerk of court?
Yes, I did.
And was it a pleasant relationship?
It was.
And how did you come to be, to cut to the chase, you ended up being in the courtroom during the Murdaugh trial for part of those 6 weeks, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
How did you come to be there?
When Becky and I met each other at a conference, clerk of court's conference, where she was discussing that she had that trial coming up, and I knew that she was relatively new, and I said, I'll offer to come help you if you would like. And I think she ended up talking to Judge Newman about it, and they both said, yes, it would be good that I was there.
Okay, because you tried a murder case or two in the past, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you go and help Becky Hill try that murder case?
I did. I couldn't go for the first 3 days because I had court in Barnwell, and I told both of them, if I had court going on in Barnwell, I could not be in Collin County.
Okay.
That's the latest. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage in the Alec Murdaugh murder trial and the hearings about possible jury tampering. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.